Welcome to Deep Dive. Today we're tackling something pretty complex, these really advanced AI command and control platforms. Think lattice-like systems, the kind meant to fuse tons of data, coordinate drone swarms, all at machine speed.
Exactly. And that speed, that integration, well, that's the heart of the paradox we're unpacking for you today. Our mission here is to show you how the platform's biggest strength, its autonomy, its speed, are, believe it or not, the source of its biggest weaknesses.
Weaknesses across the board.
Yeah.
Technical, operational, even human.
Absolutely. They're all interconnected. We'll get into the tech, the system flaws, and yeah, the human element too.
Okay, let's start right at the core then. The AI's decision making. You mentioned a corruptible core. How does an adversary even begin to chip away at that?
It often starts way before the system is even deployed, back in the training phase. One key method is something called clean label data poisoning.
Clean label. Meaning it looks okay.
Precisely. An adversary makes these tiny, almost invisible changes to the training data. To a person looking at it, it seems perfectly valid. But it's been engineered, you know, strategically to mess with the AI's logic later on, to cause very specific failures when it counts.
Wow. That's subtle. So they plant this seed early on. How do they then sort of activate that vulnerability or exploit it in real time?
That's where they try to hack reality itself, often through deceiving the system's sensors, sensor spoofing.
Like feeding it bad information.
Exactly. A huge vulnerability is GNSS spoofing, think GPS. They broadcast fake signals. So an autonomous drone, for instance, gets told it's somewhere completely different from where it actually is.
But it operates normally, yeah. Believing the fake data.
With high confidence. Oh. It carries out its mission perfectly based on totally wrong information. Its whole reality is skewed.
Okay, so the data is vulnerable, but you mentioned the system itself, this lattice structure. Does building it that way create its own problems?
Oh, definitely. Trying to stitch together complex systems quickly, often using parts from different vendors, creates these dangerous gaps or seams. There's a really telling example with the NGC2 prototype, the next generation command and control system.
NGC2, right. What happened there?
Well, a U.S. Army memo flagged critical deficiencies that came directly from these integration problems. And one of the most shocking findings, a complete lack of access control.
Wait, hang on. Complete lack. What does that even mean in practice?
It means pretty much any user could potentially see and maybe even interact with all the data flowing through the entire system.
That's a nightmare from a security perspective.
Absolutely. And it got worse. They found unvetted apps from third parties plugged into the system, loaded with hundreds of known security flaws. Speed clearly won out over security there.
So you've got potentially corrupted data, a shaky system architecture, which leads us straight to the human in the loop. How does this impact the operator?
It creates this really difficult situation, a kind of human paradox. The sheer speed challenges any meaningful human oversight, and it encourages something called automation bias.
Automation bias?
Yeah.
That's where we just trust the machine too much.
Exactly. Especially when things are moving fast under pressure, you tend to default to trusting what the system tells you. We saw a tragic real-world example back in 2003 with the Patriot missile fratricide.
The friendly fire incidents.
Yes. The system made errors in identifying targets, recommending engagement on friendly aircraft. The human operators, under pressure, approved those recommendations without enough independent checking. They amplified the system's error because of that bias.
Which raises a huge question about accountability, doesn't it?
Yeah.
If the machine is wrong, but the human approves it because they're overwhelmed or biased, who's responsible?
That's the core problem. It creates an ethical and legal accountability gap. An algorithm can't be held legally responsible. It doesn't have intent. But blaming the human operator solely seems unfair given the speed and complexity. So you have this gap.
Okay, this paints a pretty concerning picture. Fragile data, fragile systems, fragile human oversight. What can actually be done? How do we build resilience?
Well, security can't be an afterthought or a one-time check. It needs to be baked in continuously. We absolutely need to mandate continuous adversarial testing. That means dedicated red teams constantly trying to break the system, find those flaws before the real adversaries do.
Treating it like a process, not a product.
Exactly. And then there's the human side. We know automation bias is a major risk.
So training needs to change.
Definitely. We need to shift operator training. Less focus on just, you know, running the system and more on building cognitive skills. Training people to actually recognize automation bias in themselves, to cultivate that critical judgment, and crucially, to know when it's right to distrust the machine, even if it sounds confident. And maybe one final thought as we wrap this deep dive. Think about the dual use nature here. The core technologies, AI surveillance, massive data fusion, tracking, they're powerful.
Yeah.
And there's a real risk they could be repurposed, shifting from the battlefield to potentially domestic surveillance or control.
That's a chilling point. And deploying these autonomous C2 systems at scale could ignite a whole new kind of arms race, one focused on algorithms and pure speed. Imagine a crisis escalating not because of a human choice, but because two opposing superfast AI systems interact in some unforeseen way, faster than anyone can understand or intervene. It breaks our old models of crisis management. Something for you to think about is resilient human-machine teaming. How do we design systems that deliberately keep humans effectively in the loop? That's crucial going forward.